Lemonada.
This is Eric Alvarez. One quick note before we begin. This episode is available in Spanish. You are listening to the English version, which means I'm going to try to say soccer instead of football. Para escucharlo en español, busca el podcast Mi Mundialista Favorito. How many stray dogs do you think there are in the world?
We asked people on the street.
Like in the world? I want to go with like 200,000.
6 million.
7 million?
10 million dogs.
No, I gotta go higher. I'm gonna go 20.
There is no hard, fast number, but the lowest estimates put that number at 200 million.
The highest estimates? As many as 600 million stray dogs. That's almost twice the human population of the United States.
Oh my God.
That's so sad.
I don't like that.
It's grim.
Holy crap, yeah, I thought it was way less.
Yo creo que si fuese por mi hermana y por mí.
I think that if it were up to my sister and me, we would take every single dog we saw on the street home.
Sa casa.
Okay, maybe not all in his home, but Spanish soccer sensation Ferran Torres wants to find homes for all of those dogs. And the reason he cares so much is tattooed just under his left bicep.
Por desgracia falleció nuestro perro.
Unfortunately, our dog died, and that was a date that really marked us.
Fecha que nos marcó mucho.
I'm former Colombian striker Juan Pablo Ángel.
And I'm LX News host Eric Alvarez.
This is my new favorite futbolista, where we introduce you to some of football's brightest stars and the causes they're fighting for off the pitch.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
Yeah, I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
The memory of your first pet is as indelible as a tattoo. Just ask Ferran.
When he died, we were still really young, so we had this idea that he'd been a dog that left a big mark on us. So I decided to get a tattoo.
Entonces decidí yo tatuármelo.
The tattoo is of his first dog, Rex, and the date they got him.
Se lo regalé también a mi hermana.
And I surprised my sister with the tattoo so she could also have that tattoo as a symbol of our bond, to also be united for that dog that left such an imprint.
Por ese perro también que nos marcó tanto.
Ferran's sister Aranza went a little bigger with it. She has Rex's face tattooed on her back. The siblings grew up about 200 miles down the Spanish coast from Barcelona in Foyos.
No, he convivido con ellos desde...
I've been around dogs since I was a child, since I was born. They've been a part of my life always. And I think dogs are living beings that are very grateful. Above all, they're just important because when you go home, you just want to spend some time with them.
But when Torres, now 22, moved to England in 2020 to play for Manchester City, he had to leave his two dogs, Minnie and Luna, back home in Valencia. That's when he met florist Nikki Tibbles.
Well, when he was here and playing with City, he had his two dogs and he left at home with his sister in Valencia, and he really missed having a dog. And they approached us because they liked our ethic of education of which Ferran is very, very involved in.
Nikki Tibbles is the founder of the Wild at Heart Foundation, an extension of her floristry and landscaping business. The foundation has a mission of reducing the world's stray dog population by promoting spaying and neutering efforts and rehoming them whenever possible.
And I would always go on holiday and we would go somewhere and I would spend my entire holidays literally scraping dogs up off the street and taking them to the vet and, you know, renting a car and driving around places, feeding dogs, all of these things.
Nikki met Ferran in the UK just before he was transferred to FC Barcelona at the end of 2021 to talk about ways he could collaborate with the foundation, and she didn't come alone.
We took about three or four Wild at Heart Foundation rescue dogs, and one of them in particular, this beautiful dog called Elliot that we rescued from Bahrain, who was dumped in a ditch and his sister was dead and he was almost not with us. And he's the most extraordinary dog and loves playing football. So I have the most incredible films of Ferran playing football with this Bahraini street dog. You know, it's like just wonderful.
During another visit with Wild at Heart, Ferran met a dog named Milo.
And we took Milo to meet him up in Manchester. And, you know, his face was just like, you know, the smile from ear to ear was indescribable.
You might be able to guess what happened next.
On September 17th, 2021, Ferran posted a picture. The location that appeared above the picture, new member of the family. The picture, him smiling with a dog on his lap. The caption, say hi to Milo Torres. Hashtag rescue dog. If you couldn't tell, Ferran loves dogs. And a look at his social media feeds leaves no doubt about that.
Hi guys, welcome to my TikTok.
Here's the video of him playing with a police canine. The video of three of his dogs gallivanting through a meadow. The video of him cuddling with Milo. You get the point.
Dogs have always been a part of my life, and so I had this idea of helping however I could. We thought, how could I lend a helping hand? So we joined forces with this foundation, which to this day, I'm very glad I joined.
His love for dogs and their well-being motivated him to become the foundation's first ever champion. Ferran is raising awareness about the stray dogs population worldwide. Here is an example.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Of his work.
Hi, I'm Ferran, and I'm proud to be the champion of Wild at Heart Foundation.
Let's go back to the hashtag in Ferran's picture, rescue dog. It might seem trivial, but when someone like Ferran, a famous soccer player with more than 5 million social media followers, publicizes the fact that he adopted a dog instead of buying one, Nikki thinks it can really move the needle.
It's all about raising awareness. If Ferran wears the latest pair of whatever trainers, then, that sells trainers. So the fact that he has a rescue dog and has chosen, a rescue dog and to adopt helps enormously, even if people don't, but it just sows that seed in their mind about adopting rather than, sort of going to spend £10,000 on a French bulldog or a, Doberman or whatever they might want.
And you might be wondering, what's the big deal with stray dogs roaming the street? A large stray dog population can be dangerous to humans too. It's difficult to imagine this if you live in the United States, where the population of stray dogs is smaller than other countries. But in countries overrun with stray animals, dogs running on highways and causing deadly collisions is a real worry. And then there's the risk of disease. Dogs that are not vaccinated are perfect vessels for disease because they interact with other dogs and humans. That's in part why the world has around 55,000 cases of the fatal rabies virus in humans every year, according to the World Health Organization.
And then there is the danger to the dogs too, of course.
The average lifespan of a stray dog is 1 to 2 years, compared to 8 to 16 years to a dog in a home.
They have a very limited life on the streets, and obviously, it's a growing problem that we are not dealing with. It's amazing, saving a life. You're saving a life.
There's a video of Ferran from the beginning of the pandemic in March 2020, where he's sitting on a treadmill in his home gym. His hands hang in front of him, caressing his dog's chest.
Hi guys, I hope you are all doing well. We know times have been difficult. To improve my daily life, I'm going to tell you what I do. I'm here in this gym I've put together to stay in shape, a gym I'm taking advantage of to play with my dogs. When I go back to my routine, I won't have too much time to spend with them.
For Ferran, the pandemic demonstrated the joy having a dog can bring.
I had the gym, my video games. We had permission to stay home all the time and not go out. So for me, it was really enjoyable and I had a lot of good times. Really, with my dogs, playing with them, especially playing soccer with them.
And that's something that's backed by science.
There are a large number of ways that pets can help. And they include making people feel more comfortable in stressful situations, giving people a reason to live. They have to get up and take care of them. They can reduce people's loneliness. They can make people feel more comfortable in all sorts of situations. And of course, dogs are an impetus for exercise.
Dr. Erica Friedman is an organizational systems and adult health professor at the University of Maryland, where she studied animal-human relationships.
When you pet a dog, you basically can be lowering your heart rate and your blood pressure, and you can actually be reducing the physiological arousal that happens when you're stressed, so that they can make you feel less anxious and more comfortable. And your physiology reflects that, and then your mood reflects that as well.
Dr. Friedman is referring to studies that suggest a pet's mere presence dials down our sympathetic nervous system, the system that triggers physical and mental stress.
Just by having your pet there, it gives you confidence and makes you feel safe. And I think that's pretty amazing to me.
That's why Wild at Heart's mission is to rehome these dogs whenever possible. But with the supply of stray dogs far outpacing the demand for dogs, Wild at Heart is also focused on something else.
The best way of dealing with our stray dog population, which is literally no life for any dog, is through education and sterilization. And that's really what the core of the foundation was set up to achieve, working across the globe.
According to PETA, just one female dog who has not been spayed can produce up to 67,000 offspring in just 6 years. 67,000. If it were up to Ferran, He would pick up every dog he saw on the street. Since he can't do that, he's trying to help where he can, starting with his friends and his teammates.
One or two friends and one or two strangers. I've tried to get it in their heads that they have to help, and they have helped. I think anytime you can, you always have to look at the different shelters and organizations that are around. There will always be a dog that fits your personality.
Thank you for listening to my new favorite futbolista. There will be over 500 players at the World Cup, so we have more inspiring stories to tell. Go back to the My New Favorite Futbolista feed right now to hear previous episodes, and make sure to subscribe to get future episodes automatically downloaded to your device. This episode of My New Favorite Futbolista was produced by LX News and Telemundo. Juan Pablo Ángel and I were your hosts. Fernando Hurtado wrote this episode. Jeremy Berg edited it. Seth Rubenroy and Fernando Hurtado were the supervising producers. Matthew Glasser served as managing editor. Jeremy Berg and Matt Goldberg served as executive producers. Tony Pierce was the motion graphics designer with support from Aaron Pennell. Justin Covington, Brad Fossler, James Jeffrey, Kwatsin Gutierrez, and Sanjesh Singh were the production crew. Stephen Dawson was the media manager and quality control editor.